This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, the mothership of the What's On Your Mind radio network, voice of the Northern Plains, where Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. There he is, sitting right there.
Woo-hoo!
Command Center. Yeah. I'll be there as well. Now, I'll be in the same community, I should say, heading out there later today, North Dakota. Safety Council's annual meeting is happening this week. They have that fantastic event, that safety conference. And I am seeing a little bit of that and broadcasting live from there. I'm looking forward to that very much. And part of that event actually later today is a safety conference on oil and gas issues. And I'm on a panel for, looking forward to that as well.
So. You don't dare put us both in the same place at the same time, just like you don't put the president and vice president at the same place at the same time.
That's why they do that. That's why the corporate kind of says, hey, you two can't be in the same
right.
room.
Exactly. You can't chance it. You never know what might happen.
We actually do it once in a while. We just don't tell you so that you know you don't tell other people. So, you know what I'm saying? Exactly right. Anyway, welcome to the program. We got Manny on the phones. Rev is back getting our sound bites and guests ready to go. And we do want to get back to your calls here and lots of ground to cover on President's Day, on the very latest on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. That meeting still taking place at the Emergency Operations Center between Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, and other law enforcement officials. I mentioned earlier, noticeably absent, were Senator Heitkamp and Attorney General Stengem. Not sure what's going on there, but it is an important week in the ongoing effort. Day 194 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And at the bottom of the hour, our legislature today segment will be joined by Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson and Troy Coons, Chair of the Northwest Landowners Association. Also, Chris Berg of Point of View. Did you see me on Friday on Point of View? Were you watching Todd there on West Dakota Fox?
I did not catch. Kicked myself as soon as 11 o'clock hit because it's like, doggone it. Yeah.
You hate me.
Very
obvious.
What?
You'd had enough of me. You didn't want to watch. It is 10:30 on Western Fox for Western North Dakota.
Scott, I do not hate you. Why would I hate you?
Just joking. 6:30 on KX4.
So you're going to get that person texting again to quit bashing me. You know
East
that.
Or west.
So careful.
You can also, tell you what, Todd, you missed it, but you can go to povnow.tv and see
exactly.
It. Yeah.
You never have
Facebook
to miss it.
Page. Yeah, exactly right. I think my hair was going to stick up in the back, so you can give me some feedback. My hair is always sticking up. I have a face for radio. It's just the deal.
Why is your hair sticking? Are you that angry, or is that
no,
an anger just, management
it's,
deal?
It's kind of the Dennis the Menace colic thing in the back there. It's just been this. Had it forever. You just at some point say you don't care. You don't care. If I was hip, I'd get product to fix it. You know, that's what they tell you when you go get your haircut. Would you like some product? What do you mean product? I want my haircut. Get away from me with your product. Anyway, we better have to talk weather here for a moment. We have one of the ace meteorologists from the National Weather Service in Bismarck ready to chat with us on our newsmaker line at this very moment. Todd Hamilton's here. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Great. How are you, Scott?
Good. Appreciate the time. You know, I can't figure out what's going on with this weather. So I had two questions. One, what the heck is going on with this weather? How is it so nice, record-breaking temps? But also just wanted a little preview related to, you know, the flooding. We had this record snow. Now we got, you know, the early melt. And what's that going to mean? So let's start with the nice weather. What's the deal? How are we doing this?
Well, you heard over the past few days out in California, they've had quite a few storms. Cold out there. Out ahead of that, we have been experiencing upper-level high-pressure ridge over the central part of the United States. So we've seen a fairly long stretch, about 10 days or so, of mild weather that was actually preceded by some very cold temperatures in early February. So if you take the month so far up through 20 days, the first 10 days were well below normal. And the second 10 days were well above normal. That averages out to about a little bit above normal for the month, but certainly this past week and a half or so, we've seen some mild temperatures, and that is expected to continue today and tomorrow, but we do look to be going to more of a cold swing now, and by the end of the week into next week, we'll probably be seeing temperatures that are closer to normal or maybe a little bit below normal. So it's kind of that roller coaster that we always have in late fall or late winter and going into spring. Big swings in temperatures, cold for the first half of or first 10 days, warm the second 10 days, and now we're going to go back towards the cold side as we move ahead into next week.
All right, so how long will the nice stuff last here?
Nice temperatures today. We're looking for highs in the 50s across southern North Dakota. More 30s up across the north. Tomorrow looks to be another warm day with some 60s possible in the southwest part of the state. Wednesday is going to be our transition day when we start to go colder, probably highs only in a 40s across the southern half of the state, 30s north. And then by Thursday and Friday, we get back to more normal temperatures with highs in the 20s and lows in the teens, maybe a few single digits across the north.
Back to February.
Yes.
But your point is this is kind of the typical stuff you start to see as you inch towards spring where you get the swings. We're just getting, you know, unseasonably warm, record-breaking warm a little earlier maybe than normal, right?
Right, yeah. This year, the past 10 days or so, we did see a few records, I believe, out west. So we have had a period of record warmth in middle part of February, but it's not totally uncommon to see that. Again, like I said, the first part of the month, maybe not record cold, but it was awful darn cold. If you can remember early February, we're looking at some temperatures in 20 to 30 below zero for overnight lows some areas. So it all averages out in the end, but it does look like our recent warm weather is going to be coming to an end by the end of the week.
Because we have a fairly significant sized camp, that is down as part of the Dakota Access protest sites, being cleaned up and trying to, you know, get enough of the debris out of there in time to be able to get ahead of the spring flood. A lot of folks are watching that area, particularly because it is very prone to flooding, obviously, and it's expected. What is this weather, this really warm, going to mean for the flooding down there along the Cannonball?
Well, it's good and bad, I'd say. The good part is, like we said, in December, January, early February, we had a lot of snow. As you can tell, in the Bismarck area, the last week or so, and I would assume that would be the same for areas south towards the Cannonball River, we've lost a lot of our snow cover. And as of yet, the river hasn't really responded a whole lot. So we're thinking that the land is pretty resilient and has been able to soak up a lot of that snowmelt that's melted. Now, going forward, so that's a good thing. We got rid of a lot of the snowpack, especially south of the Bismarck area, so in the Cannonball area, points south and points west into southwest North Dakota, a lot of the snowpack is really diminished. So that is good. So that takes away the threat of that heavy snowpack going down real fast if we would happen to get another real warm spell or something like that. So that's good. Now, going forward, though, it looks like, you know, all of that snow, there was a lot of snow, has been soaked up by the ground. So we think that we've probably pretty much saturated a lot of the area across south central North Dakota, including the Cannonball area. So that was good. The snow melted into the ground. It didn't go into the rivers, didn't cause that much of river rises. But now, going forward, it looks like, and especially because we were talking about how it's going to get cold next week, we've got our ground that's probably pretty saturated. And any additional rain or snow melt will probably result in river rises. So up to this point, we haven't seen much of a rise on the river. So that's good. Going forward, we're going to get cold, and so the ground is probably warmed a little bit, but you know, next week we're seeing highs below freezing. So that top layer of the soil is probably going to freeze again. Not a whole lot, but enough that if we would happen to get a good rain, that's all going to run off. So
keep an eye on what we get going forward here. Going to be very, very crucial to that as well.
That's
great
stuff.
That's
going to be very crucial, especially if things come out like we think. We're going to get colder. The top inch or so of the ground refreezes. So if we would happen to get another big rain, that could really cause some problems.
Got it. Appreciate the info, Todd. Thanks a ton. We are up against the clock here. Todd Hamilton, the National Weather Service Bismarck, for the latest on two very important issues. More of your calls when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hello, my friends. It's Scott Hinnon here for Polar Service Center. I love telling the story of Polar Service Center because it's a great company. It's a Minnesota company, but it's known throughout North America as the largest tank trailer manufacturer, but also service center. And they have a number of these locations all throughout North America, three of them in our region, Killdeer, Williston, and Billings, Montana. And they need technicians. They pay great. They have great benefits. It's a wonderful company. So I'd love for you to think a moment about loved ones you'd love to have back here that can do this kind of work, make a great living, and work for a wonderful company. Tell them to come on home to North Dakota or Montana. Call Adam at 832-942-3566. That's the number for Polar Service Center. Adam Newsom could tell you about the job opportunities, get you in the queue right now. So if you'd like more information on these job opportunities at Polar Service Center, call Adam now, 832-942-3566.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I don't know how more plainly I can tell you that if you don't have my pillow under your head when you sleep at night, you're missing out. Or Todd's pillow. Or thousands of our listeners in their pillow. Mike Lindell has become a friend of ours. He's the inventor of MyPillow. He's the reason, obviously, the founder and inventor, but he couldn't sleep himself, so he's the reason we sleep better now because, you know, flip-flop all night long and wake up with a sore neck and headache, feel like he needed a nap even though he'd slept for 8 hours, so he invented MyPillow. The patented fill allows you to move everything around so you get the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of your sleep position. Gets you into that deep sleep faster. You stay there longer. It's not about how much time you're in bed. It's how much time you quality sleep that you're getting. And it's a regional, these folks are out of Minnesota, so they're just like home. In the home state of Todd Mitchell and Scott Hennon, MyPillows are shipped all over the world. And we have a great deal, limited time. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. Get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping on orders over $100. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be checking in when that meeting ends from the Frayne Barracks today. In Bismarck, the Emergency Operations Center. We'll get an update on that. There is a request in from the state of North Dakota for some federal resources. So I know they're discussing that and working that out and hoping to continue the progress on cleaning the camp up. So get an update on that, too. Plus, our legislature today segment at the bottom of the hour. Meantime, calls, texts, comments. So I'll get two texts in here, then get back to the phones. I agree with the lady about the local TV media coverage this morning. Have they forgotten who their advertisers and their audience are throughout the state? They've chosen to overlook local ranchers in favor of the protesters from out of state. The local ranchers and landowners have been so disrespected through this, people in the state have watched the media and won't forget. Thanks for covering this and digging into it. A very good point. I agree with you on the farmers and ranchers. Completely forgotten. To Governor Burgum's credit, he has been spending nearly the same amount of time with farmers and ranchers. No media, off the record, yell at me, say what needs to be said, let's discuss this, as he has with the Native American organizers of these, at least the camp. There are no organizers. There are no leaders of the eco-terrorist professional protest wing. That changes from day and night. A lot of folks writing checks from long away, but somebody accused us of fake news, and I can't find it, Todd. Where was the text that accused us of fake news?
Oh.
We're being critical of Scott said 90% of Planned Parenthood is abortions. I'm done listening to fake news.
I can't wait till people quit using the phrase fake news.
Well, we need to do a whole show on it at some point because there's a lot of ways to define it. But I don't know if maybe what they're saying is, oh, I didn't know fake news was telling me something completely different. Thanks for telling me that. Or maybe they're trying to say I'm making that up.
Good point.
Which do you think it is?
It either way, yeah.
I gave you that stat off the top of my head, but just let me do a little Bing search. Do you use Bing, Todd, instead of Google?
Oh, heck no.
I do. You know. Well, Microsoft is in North Dakota. There are thousands of employees here. Thousands.
Yeah, but they're not Bing employees.
I don't know what they do for Microsoft. That's a good question. But Google doesn't have North Dakota office, so heck with Google. Poo on Google. Okay, so that is the Planned Parenthood percentage of the revenue.
Poo on Google?
Well, here it is right here. Todd, have you got that paddle ready to take me to the woodshed? I gave you the 90% number off the top of my head, but I see here on October 5th of 2015, Cecile Richards, Planned Parenthood CEO, was, quote, forced to concede that 86% of Planned Parenthood's revenue is from abortion.
There's Scott overstating it again.
Off by 4%. My bad. I apologize. I apologize.
Poo on
Sorry.
You.
I blew it. Yeah. Jack and Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Oh, wow. What a program this morning. Put on your thinking cap.
Darwin and Lincoln were born on the same day, I guess, 1804, February somewhere. But what was interesting about Lincoln, of course, is that he went along with the natural law philosophy in our Constitution that all people were equal. And that was pretty much agreed upon then, even though there was slavery in our colonies and that type of thing in our states, early states. And there was always a problem with that. And that's another little story about it. In the European tradition now, when they encountered the natives here, when the Columbian discovery came about, they said the Native Americans were equal. The Catholic Church, their theologians and their philosophers says all people were equal. And that came out about 1500.
That's a pretty good way to operate, isn't it? Just look at everybody as a fellow human. I think that makes some good sense. Don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. I don't have any time to go any further into the history lesson today, but I do appreciate the call, Jack, and I hope you'll call again. Debbie, another Grand Forks caller. What's on your mind?
Is this me? I didn't hear the name, but
this is you, Debbie. Yes,
oh,
Debbie.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yep. Yeah, I was calling. You were talking about your favorite presidents, and one of mine is President Reagan because of his pro-life stance. And this weekend, we just lost Norma McCorvey, whose case was used to legalize abortion, who later became pro-life and worked to actively overturn. She wanted the Roe versus Wade case to be reheard. And she actually did come to Grand Forks and speak at one of our Roe versus Wade rallies that we had here.
When was that?
You know, I don't remember the year, but I remember meeting her.
Oh, so, that's amazing. And you know why? I found it very interesting over the weekend when that story broke. And I get all the breaking news notifications from all the different networks. And, you know, people were, it came out from a lot of news organizations. But very few noted the fact that you pointed out that while she was the person responsible in name as part of Roe versus Wade, that she later completely disowned that position. And that, to me, is a very important part of the story.
Yeah, she worked very hard to, you know, try and overturn that. She went to the Supreme Court and wanted it reheard, and she wanted that law changed that bared her name. So, but, and she worked for parental rights and for informed consent for people that were seeking abortions. She totally changed and, you know, along with Bernard Nathanson, who was very pro-abortion when he started out, and he was the one that did the silent scream. But anyway, he totally changed and became pro-life.
I would love to know when she was there. That was interesting. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate the call. Wayne and Newberg, Bob and Fergus Falls, Mark and Goodrich, I'm still trying to get you in here. We have other texts we haven't gotten to as well. Senator Rich Wardner coming up as well on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
A lot of stuff I did not get to today. I wanted to play you more of that interview of, we still got a half hour of the show left, but I'm just saying I'm not going to get to everything because we have our Legislature Today segment next. We have Congressman Kramer checking in at any point after that meeting, and we also have Chris Berg from 6:30 point of view or 10:30 point of view, depending on what end of the state you're on right there. So we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Polar Service Center. If you have experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center is looking for you. Now, Polar Service Center is a great company. I love talking about them. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. Okay. And they have about 30 of these service centers around the country as well, where they service their tank trailers and other tank trailers. And they have been in Kildare for a number of years. They expanded a year or so ago to Williston and have a location in Billings. And if you have loved ones, California, New York, way far away, maybe little grandkids you don't get to see enough, call your son or daughter, anybody that has any kind of technician experience, tank or trailer parts, and tell them Polar Service Center is hiring. They want to go to work for these folks. Incredible. Competitive pay, superior benefits. I mean, the 401k with a match and a lot of goodies. Give Adam a call. Adam said, give him my cell phone, Scott. Give him my cell phone. So, Ben, I want to get these people in the queue. 832-942-3566. Adam Newsom, he's the recruiter for Polar Service Center. That's his cell phone, 832-942-3566. Great training program as well, so it's really good. All right, let me welcome to the program the distinguished majority leader of the great state of North Dakota, the one and only Rich Wardner, the guest today of our Legislature Today feature, brought to you by the Northwest Landowners Association, and Troy Coons, the chairman of that fine organization, is on the phone along with the majority leader. Senator Wardner, nice to have you. How are you?
Well, good morning, Scott, and it's good to be back on.
Yeah, good to catch up with you as well. And, Troy, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, in general, just what's happening in the oil patch right now. And I actually was out in Dickinson last week, talked to the good folks from MBI. And I tell you what, they are hiring right now. And it's not like 10 hires or 50 hires. It's over 100 hires and growing. So it seems as though Senator switch has flipped here a little bit in the way of activity. Do you sense that as well?
Yes, I do. And you know, it's not going to get to the the intensity that it was probably 3-4 years ago, but it's a good ramp up that we've got going out there. And so you're starting to see the frac crews starting to come back you know, they've got all these unfracked wells that need to be taken care of, and they need trucks and stuff like that to support them. And so it's a good thing, and it's bringing jobs back. And we also have, all of a sudden, we have apartments that are open, and we have a lot of infrastructure that's there that to be used. So it's not going to cost our political subs a lot of money to ramp up for this one.
Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader with us, and Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association. By the way, their annual meeting is going to be happening in Stanley, south complex of the Montreal County complex there, which is a nice location, 10 a.m. to 2 on Friday. Troy, what else did you want us to cover with Senator Wardner? I know we're going to talk about some legacy wells and some other things in the patch that you're working on with legislation in our Legislature Today segment. We like to inform listeners of particular pieces of legislation that are happening, give you an update on them, and inform you as to what's going on so you can get involved if you choose, but bring me up to speed on these legacy wells.
Well, we've been working on different bills to, you know, help with the legacy situation, and then trying to formulate the new legacy of the Bakken play, you know, looking into what best practices and things that we can do to have our new legacy when the Bakken play is finished.
And, Senator, explain what a legacy well is for folks that don't know.
You took the words right out of my brain. I thought, you know, I'm a teacher, and so I wonder if everybody knows what a legacy well is. Well, for those people who are listening, a legacy well was drilled, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They're old wells that have been around for a long time. But the thing about them is there was no Department of Mineral Resources back then. There was no one to regulate them. So they did things a lot different. For example, when they drilled those wells, they had open pits, and all the salt water and all the water that comes out of the formation was put in that pit. Well, it has created some problems now going forward. Now, we don't let them do that anymore. We don't even have pits anymore. We have closed drilling so that there is nothing that is goes into a pit of any kind. And even when we did have pits a few years ago, they were lined. So as technology progresses, we are getting better and better. However, there are issues with those legacy wells, and we do have a reclamation bucket, so to speak, a place where we put fund, where we put money in to go back and take a look at those and reclaim them. But the problem is it's the salt and dealing with the salt, and it's created some real problems for some of the landowners. And it takes research, and we're using people from NDSU, UND, to find a solution. And we're chipping away. And right now, it's not going as fast as some people would like. But I'm hoping that as we move forward, we'll find a technology to help remediate some of those sites where the salt water has created a real problem.
And, Troy, I have talked to you about this before and actually seen some of the sites where this has caused an issue. Oftentimes, in fact, I can't think of many other examples than the one I'm about to explain. You've got companies that, however many years ago, you know, pre-Bakken boom and everything else had done this, and they're defunct. They're gone. They're not like there's a company and go back and say, hey, clean up your mess. That's largely what we're talking about, right?
Correct. Yep, that's where, you know, that makes it tough. You know, those folks are gone. That's why a lot of nowadays we're looking into the bonding levels. We're also trying to figure out how the end of life for the Bakken play will be done so we don't end up with these issues.
And I would just like to say, Scott, that what Troy says is correct. You got to remember that those wells have probably on a fourth or fifth ownership. And the land has, in some cases, changed. And so back in those days, those were private agreements between an oil company and a landowner. So that's another thing that makes it frustrating. The company that is responsible is no longer to be found. Some of them are out of existence. So it's very frustrating. And Troy's absolutely correct. As we go forward, we want to make sure that we have a system in place of reclamation. And North Dakota's done a pretty good job of that, and we're getting better, and we've learned. But we want to continue to make sure that we put the land back in the same shape it was before the drilling occurred.
And legislatively, what is the fix? What is are there additional tools that are needed in the toolbox to address that?
Well, I think we're getting pretty close legislatively. The biggest thing is that we have controls on our pipelines. Right now, it's probably shifted from drilling to pipelines. We want to make sure that these pipelines are built correctly, and then we have gauges and systems on there that let people know when there is a leak so that it doesn't get so big. It's not good for anybody, especially for the landowner, and especially for the oil company and the oil industry, because anytime you have a spill of salt water, you'd rather have crude because you can clean that up. But salt water kills the plant life, kills the organisms in the soil. And so we want to keep that from happening. The thing was that there for a while we were having, you know, catastrophes from time to time with the salt water being released because we put it in so fast. The infrastructure was going in fast and the workmanship probably wasn't the best. So now we've had a time to slow down, take a look, and go back and make sure that we've done it right. But as we go forward, the pipelines now, they are under strict supervision to make sure that it's done correctly. And that's probably the big thing, supervision when they're put in the ground.
Anything, Troy, you want to tell folks about your meeting on Friday?
Yeah, it starts at 10 o'clock, like you mentioned, at the South Complex in Stanley. All members are welcome and all non-members are welcome. We would love to build our membership. We are having talks on legislative update, our membership meeting. We're having breakout sessions where a person can sign up for 15 minutes with a lawyer to ask questions that we're sponsoring, and you can check out the schedule on our webpage for that. There will be talks about wind farms and other type of easements.
That sounds like a full agenda.
Yeah, busy day. We have lunch supplied. Non-members, it is $10. But for all the members, it's free with the day. I think it's going to be a good day.
Sounds like it. That, again, is on Friday in Stanley at the South Complex there at Montreal County's facility, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., the annual Northwest Landowners meeting that's happening there. Anything else, gentlemen, you want to share with us about the busy North Dakota legislative session right now and how things are going for the Northwest Landowners Association or with you, Senator?
Well, I would just like to make a comment about easements. With all the pipelines, the electric transmission lines that are being put in, we need to be able to service the gasification plants and gas lines, stuff like that. Easements are really critical. And I'll tell you that, you know, the landowners are kind of get tired of people. There's some landowners, they have several, oil lines, gas lines, transmission lines going across their property. And, they get weary of that. But they're all important if we're going to really support the industry, the oil and gas and the generation of electricity. We need those things. And so, my biggest concern is that the person out there, the landman that is getting the easement, working for the company, treats the landowner with respect. And that'll go a long ways. And so we're hoping that as we talk to the different companies out there that they understand this, that they got to send out representatives that treat the landowner with respect, and these landowners will then respond in a very positive manner.
I'm not sure Troy could have said it any better. He'd probably agree. And, they talk about that a lot. I mean, landowners want to protect the land, but at the same time, they don't want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. This can be a great partnership with great dialogue and respect for everybody. NWLandowners.com to find out more. That's the Legislature Today Update. Thank you, gentlemen. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Jørgen. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
On What's On Your Mind, Chris Berg will join us in a moment from Point of View, 800-228-0550. I'm going to get in at least one more call before we're done here. I want to play that clip I promised of Governor Burgum on NPR, and we got to hear from the one and only Chris Berg, Point of View. How about that? Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Classes begin every 5 weeks so nurses can get a Master's of Science. Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run like $8,000 higher. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Chris Berg is here. Hello, sir.
Good Monday morning. Happy President's Day.
Now, I hope you're sitting down, because I need you to know Todd Mitchell did not watch us on Friday on your show.
He's missing out, man. He's missing out.
I thought
story of my life.
Thought he was because he was, like, mad at me or something, but it wasn't that. It was he forgot. 11 o'clock.
Why would he be mad at you?
I know, I was joking.
I know, I was disappointed when I realized, oh, my gosh, I missed it. But then I could always pull it up online and see it.
All right, a couple of calls here. Wayne and Newberg, you've been waiting so darn long, I can't let you wait any longer. What's on your mind?
Hello, is it for me? Hello, this is Wayne.
Yes, Wayne, I said hello. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't catch the name. What's on my mind is the Native Americans have stated so eloquently that they want and need purity of water. Well, that being the case, why should there be anything more than perhaps a gum wrapper that would be on this site where they had the home site for their protest? I would think that if they really valued the water as purity, that the campsite would be already clean. It would need nothing more than a walkthrough to guarantee.
Yeah, and tonight, funny you mentioned it, because Chris is going to be interviewing Dave Glad, who's chief of the health section, environmental health section for the Department of Health in North Dakota. Can you take exception with anything Wayne said there, Chris?
No, and that's why I'm excited to have Dave on tonight to lay it out for people and say, look, you've got human waste, vehicles, literally tons of debris headed towards this river that was so important to protect, and now they're going to completely pollute this thing potentially if they don't get off this land.
And what if there's a bill for this cleanup? Why isn't it being sent to the perpetrators? Let the tribe pay for it. If George Soros was paying them to go up and protest, well, then they can send the bill to George Soros. But if I make a mess on somebody else's land, it's my responsibility to clean up my mess.
If I do that
on public land, I can get fined for littering, and there again, the onus is on me to clean it up. It shouldn't be the same with the Native Americans.
You couldn't be any more right, Wayne. You're absolutely right. One other thing I want to get your take on, play a little bit of it here anyway. Governor Burgum was interviewed by NPR on Friday about the camp. And it was like a six-minute interview. 3 minutes was on the camp. And at that point in the interview, the questioner goes here. Listen.
A lot of people inside the Washington Beltway have been watching the Trump presidency over the last several weeks, and they've seen it as chaotic. People were stunned by that press conference yesterday. What did you think of it as a Republican governor in North Dakota?
Well, I didn't, watch the press conference yesterday, and so I've been, focusing on a leader here about the things that we can control and trying to, not let news and commentary of the national press, drive our agenda. But myself and the First Lady, Lieutenant Governor, all of us feel so grateful that we can get up every day and make a difference in the lives of people in North Dakota. And we can do that regardless of what's going on in Washington, D.C., because there's so many things that we can do, and there's so many important things to work on. The issue of Native populations in America there's been a long and tragic history, and there are so many things, whether it's education, capital formation, jobs, healthcare, addiction issues, and part of the reason we want to get things cleaned up and protect our environment now is so that we can, move on and work on the issues today where we can, have a chance of making a difference for future generations.
So no concerns right now about the Trump presidency?
Well, it's when you think of it from a historic standpoint, you have an individual that took down the Republican the Republican establishment, including knocking out, the biggest brand name in Republican history in recent decades, the Bush family, which, even 2 years ago, it was going to be, Bush versus Clinton. Trump takes them out and then turns around and does the impossible, whichever is impossible, is, take the biggest brand name on the Democratic side out and blows that. So if people thought it wasn't going to be chaotic, after watching the election process, I'm not sure what people's expectations were. There would be anything
we
but
chaotic.
That's an incredible answer, I think, from him. He goes on, it goes on longer, but he's like, what did you expect? Of course this is going to, you know, it disrupted the establishment, the elite, it's the swamp. They're fighting back. There's more to the answer I didn't get to, but quick take on it, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, if he didn't hear the presser, I think he's got to say that, right? I mean, you can't go comment on something you haven't even seen, so...
well, that's a fair point, too.
Governor Burgum.
Yeah, and then, of course, he keeps bringing back... He kept trying like 3-4 times asking the same question. Hey, watch Chris tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 10:30 on West Dakota Fox, and we'll talk to him again tomorrow. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Bless you, folks. Bye-bye. This is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soap. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.